感谢主耶稣的带领啊、我们这一次有啊、Jennifer 姐妹来啊、来为主耶稣做见证。
Thank God for His guidance that we have Sister Jennifer who will testify for the Lord.
哦，其实要到台前来做见证是不简单的。
It is not easy to come up to the pulpit and testify for the Lord.
啊，有时候我们会有点，我们都有见证啊。
Even though we all have testimonies of the Lord,
我们都数算神的恩典。
And we have all counted the Lord's blessings.
哦，但是有时候要站在大家面前来数算，有一点困难。
But it's a little difficult to stand in front of everybody else while we count these blessings.
我们感谢神给 Jennifer 姐妹有勇气。
We thank God He gave Sister Jennifer this courage.
那也是给我们做一个很好的榜样。
And this is a very good example for us.
希望借着这个见证，我们也都能够被感动，然后踊跃的报名下一次的见证会。
And may we be moved and touched by the testimony that we'll be very willing to give testimony the next time.
好，我们现在请 Jennifer 姐妹。
And we invite Sister Jennifer.
Please all bow our heads and pray in silence.
同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
First, I would like to thank God for this, giving me this opportunity to speak of His wonderful grace.
我想感谢神给我这个机会，让我可以宣扬他美好的恩典。
And hopefully I'm able to express a fraction of this gratitude to glorify His name.
我希望可以用这个分享来表示我一部分的感激。
I was born and raised in Tainan City, Taiwan.
我从小是生长在台湾台南。
In a family that has been True Jesus Church members for many generations.
我家是真耶稣教会几代的信徒。
I was baptized as a baby, and going to church to me was just like a regular routine.
我是婴孩的时候就受洗了，去教会是我每个礼拜很正常的事。
So I was the kind of child that you could describe as naive and living in a happy, worry-free TJC bubble.
我那时候像是一个很天真的小孩，活在一个没有问题的真耶稣家庭里面。
And in this bubble, I was spoon-fed Bible stories and told how to behave, and everything was just taken care of by someone else but me.
在这个圈子里面，我的老师给我一些圣经故事，那所有的事情都是其他人帮我处理好的。
And other than going to church weekly, my spiritual life was almost non-existent.
我的属灵生活上除了每个礼拜去教会，没有其他的活动。
I never really opened the Bible outside of RE classes.
除了宗教班级之外，我很少打开圣经。
And I only prayed shortly before meals or before going to bed if I didn't feel too lazy.
我只有在餐前或者是睡觉之前有短短的祷告。
And I never spent an extra minute thinking about God, nor did I feel that there was a need to want to know Him more.
我没有花更多余的时间来认识神，或者是认为我需要认识神。
And I continued like this until God mercifully gave me the Holy Spirit when I was 9 years old.
我直到九岁，神很怜悯的给我了圣灵，我还是这样子。
So a couple of years later, after I received the Holy Spirit, in January 1993, my parents, my older brother and I, we immigrated to Montreal, Canada.
我得到圣灵后的几年，在一月的1993年，我父母和我哥哥带着我移民到加拿大来。
And now thinking back, I really thank God for giving me the Holy Spirit at that time. It was very important in my life.
我现在回想起来，很感谢神在那个时期给我的圣灵，因为那是我生命很重要的一个时刻。
Because after moving to Montreal, I realized that suddenly my world was turned upside down.
因为我们搬到蒙特勒的时候，我发现我整个生活被调转。
And I realized I had to adapt quickly to everything, including the climate, the language, and the culture and lifestyle, everything.
我发觉我需要很快的适应这个环境，周遭的事情和语言。
So in a way, my childhood bubble just burst, and I was forced to grow up and be strong for myself and for my family.
所以我这个在孩子时代的这个圈圈就破掉了，我必须要很快的成长，可以面对这些事情。
But the good thing is that, as a family, we felt much more need to rely on God and everything.
可是这件事情的好处是在我们整个家庭都发觉我们需要依靠神。
And we also drew closer to each other.
我们跟彼此有更好的关系。
And because we were starting our lives from zero.
因为我们的生活都是从零开始。
So I also developed a habit of praying.
我也开始建立了一个祷告的习惯。
And telling God all my troubles, because I thought I had to look out for myself and be independent and cheerful in front of everyone.
我开始把我所有的事情告诉神，因为我认为我在别人面前要摆出一个很快乐的一个态度。
Because I didn't want my parents to worry about me, and they already had a lot to deal with.
我不希望我父母为我操心，因为他们已经有很多事情要做了。
So throughout my teenage years, I internalized many of my negative feelings.
在我青少年的时候，我很多负面的感情我都没有说出来。
But I found relief and refuge in prayer.
可是我在祷告中得到了安慰。
When we first moved to Montreal, members were very few, and there were no ministers for many, many years.
我们刚搬到蒙特勒的时候，信徒很稀少，也没有固定的传道。
So everyone had to be involved in some kind of church work to keep the services going.
所以每一个人都要参与某一项圣工，才可以让这些教会整个运作进行。
And without being ready for it, I started to do holy work at a very young age.
我在很年轻的时候还没有准备好就开始做圣工了。
So I learned mostly by observation from the other members, but they themselves also did not receive any formal trainings or proper training.
我学习的方法是观察其他人做事的方法，可是他们也没有受到任何正式的受训。
So we all just try to do our best.
所以我们都一起很努力的工作。
And since then, membership slowly increased, and a simple structure was formed for RE and also for services there.
从那时候开始，人数慢慢的增长，我们教会就有一点结构。
So on Sabbath days, those were the busiest day for me because lack of workforce, I was assigned to multiple tasks in the same day.
所以在安息日是我一礼拜中最忙的一天，因为人数不够，所以一个人会做许多的圣工。
But I diligently and dutifully completed them. I just didn't have time to examine my faith or examine what I was really doing.
可是我很有责任感的，很勤劳的把这些事情做完，只是没有足够的时间来思考我自己的信心。
And I just saw it as more like obligations and responsibilities.
我看这些是像我有的责任。
So I was serving like without any foundation, just.Most of the time, did not even know what I was doing when I led hymns or taught RE or interpreted.
我开始做圣工的时候没有一个好的根基，有时候我在领诗或者是在教课的时候，连自己都很不确定。
But I still toughed it out, and everything looked fine from the outside.
可是我忍住的继续做，那从外面看起来好像一切都没有问题。
And after a while, I had some chances to attend a few SSCs and NYTSs in the U.S. and also in Toronto.
过一段时间，我有机会参加多伦多和美国的学生联会和青年晨训班。
And I met with some more youths my age, who were talking about God and their dreams and their ambitions and missions for church.
我碰到一些其他同年龄的青年，他们讲到他们对神的感受和对神道理的一些想法。
So that to me was like opening my eyes to something new, and I was inspired by their passion.
这个对我来说好像开了眼界，让我心里有燃起了这样的火焰。
So when I came back to Montreal, I had this sense of passion, or like I found more purpose in serving God.
我回到蒙特楼的时候，觉得心里有一个目标，我有一个做圣工的时候有个目标。
But as time went on, I encountered another problem, which was the danger of pride.
时间过了之后，我又碰到另外一个问题，也就是骄傲的问题。
And so after years of doing holy work in a small church, I had become better at some things, and or you can say so-called more experienced at those things.
在小教会做了许多年的圣工之后，我开始认识一些事情，你可以说对有了圣工有一些经验。
So I gradually developed this false sense of pride, because I noticed that I would be scheduled to do so-called bigger events or like special topics and visiting ministers, things like that.
我心里开始骄傲起来，因为我发觉我会被安排在一些特别的活动上，或者是有其他传道来的时候安排我在上面。
So sometimes members or visiting ministers would praise me for something, and I would both feel happy but also scared about the compliment.
有时候来访的同龄或者是传道人员会鼓励或者是称赞我所做的，那我的反应是高兴又有点害怕。
I didn't really like to feel proud of what I was doing, especially when it was holy work.
我不喜欢这个因为圣工做得好而骄傲的感觉。
But somewhere deep inside my heart, I had this dark thought and the crazy idea that I was an important and indispensable worker in Montreal.
可是在我心里的深处，我有一个很黑暗的想法，就是我在蒙特楼是一个非常重要的工人。
Just because I was given so much to do.
因为我有许多的功课。
But on the flip side of that overconfidence, I grew weaker and worried about my service to God.
因为有这样的现象，我开始担心我向神的奉献。
So I rely, because I knew that I relied more on my own strength than in the Spirit of God.
因为我知道我依靠自己的能力比依靠神的灵更多。
I knew that if I continued like that, I was due to fall one day.
我知道如果我继续这样下去，总有一天会摔下来。
Nobody could tell at that time, but I was becoming really empty inside.
从外面没有人可以看得出来，但是在内心里面，已经开始非常的空虚。
So in 2003, series of troubles in church and also in my personal life caused me to feel very heartbroken and desperate.
在2003年，教会碰到许多的问题，我在个人生活上也碰到许多的问题，让我心里非常的忧伤。
So all these negative feelings that I accumulated over the years, along with the pride and also insecurity, I guess, I just finally crushed.
这些事情加上这些许多年累积的一些负面的思想和我的骄傲，整个让我垮下来。
So I felt burnt out at church by the whole burden of holy work.
在教会，因为有许多的圣工，让我整个人很累，很累。
So I decided to skip church services and not go attend services.
所以我决定不再去聚会。
And I also quit university.
我也从大学休学。
And I left everything behind and went on a backpacking trip.
我把一切都撇下，就拿着背包去旅游。
And I was determined that in that trip I was not going to attend any of the church services, even if there are churches there. I was not going to go.
在这一次的旅程，我很坚决的知道如果有任何地方有教会，我还是不要去。
And I was gonna search myself in that trip.
那在这个旅游，我是要找我自己。
But during my trip, I was severely disciplined by God.
可是就在这个这一次的旅游上，神教训了我。
First, when I skipped youth class, when I skipped youth class, my backpack with all the important stuff in there was stolen.It just disappeared.
我第一次没有去上青年的课时候，我所有重要文件的背包就不见了。
I was sitting in a food court just killing time, and suddenly this person was pushing a stroller and with a really cute baby. So I just looked at the baby, and the next thing I knew, my bag was gone.
我坐在餐厅的地方，然后有一个人推着。婴孩车里面有个很可爱的婴孩，我过去看的时候，后来就发现我的包包不见了。
So I was stubborn and I still did not think it was punishment by God. I still went on like that.
我很固执，没有想这个是神对我的教训，所以我还是继续我的作为。
But in each country that I visited,God somehow arranged a church sister to contact me and bring me to church services.
是我去访的每一个国家中都神都会要一个姐妹来联系我，带我去教会。
I don't know how they found me.
我不知道他们怎么找到我的。
But they did and brought me to church. And when I set feet again into the house of God, I started to feel guilty.
他们还是找到我了，所以我走进教会的时候，我就开始有点罪恶感。
And the sound of the choir or a really good prayer would slowly, slowly touch my heart.
我听到很美好的歌声，或者是友好的祷告的时候，我的心就开始软。
And when I visited countries that were affected by the SARS outbreak, God protected me, so I was not in danger.
当我去有的国家是有 SARS 这个病在传染的时候，神保护了我，保护了健康。
And God has also given me the opportunity to take care of a mentally and spiritually disturbed relative in the U.S.
神也给我一个机会，让我在美国可以照顾一个心灵和灵性软弱的亲戚。
I visited her in a behavioral hospital and witnessed many patients that were suffering, truly suffering for, in their lives.
我在一个精神医院探访他，在那边也看到许多人，他们是真的在受苦的人。
So I realized how small I was and how small I was.
我那时候才觉悟过来自己是多么渺小。
So in the end of that trip, God moved me to attend NYTS and finish my third year program.
在这一次回来的时候，神感动我要让我回去我第三年的青年神训班。
So with the grace of God, I felt like I was lost and found again.
因为神的恩典，我感觉好像我自己迷失掉了，又找回来了。
And I came back to Montreal to finish my schooling.
我回到蒙特楼，完成我的学业。
And changed my attitude, and started to serve God again.
我改变自己的态度，又开始侍奉神。
God has been with me, and He has given me the Holy Spirit at a young age, knowing that I would need it.
神一直与我同在，他在我年纪很小的时候就给我圣灵，因为他知道我会需要这个。
So through this experience, God has taught me that I don't need to always be strong.
经过这个经验，神在教导我，我不需要一直都的逞强。
And I cannot do everything by myself.
因为我也不能一个人做所有的事情。
And it's okay to ask for help.
我也可以向别人伸手要求帮助。
He also taught me that it is good to have zeal and passion to serve God.
他也教导我有要努力的为神工作是好的。
But I should always base my service on truth and self-cultivation.
可是这个侍奉是应该建造在真理和自己的灵修上面。
He also taught me that pride is a poison that can make my service unpleasant to God.
他也教导我，骄傲是一种毒，可以让我的侍奉不得神的喜悦。
He also finally taught me that His work does not need me, but I always need Him when I work for Him.
他也最后也教导我，他的圣工不需要一定我来做，可是我在做的时候一定需要他。
And next, I would like to share about how God has looked after me in the more recent years.
那我也想分享神在最近的几年如何的看顾我。
So this was in March 2014.
是在三月2014年的时候。
So on a spring day in Toronto, I was on my way to drive to work early in the morning.
在多伦多春天的一个早上，我一早开车去上班。
And it was still very dark outside, but I went to remove a garbage can out of my way so I could drive out. But I didn't see there was black ice.
天还黑的时候，我就走出去要开车，但是开车前我必须要把前面的一个垃圾桶移开。
So the next thing I knew, I was lying on the ground and looking at the sky.
可是我没有看到我脚下有黑冰，所以我睁开眼的时候，我已经躺在地上看着天上。
So it happened very quickly, but I had slipped and hit my tailbone and my head.The back of my head.
那整件事情发生得很快，我滑倒，摔到我的尾椎骨和后脑。
So while I was lying there, I prayed to God in silence and slowly regained some strength to get up.
我躺在那边的时候，默默的向神祷告，慢慢的就有力量可以站起来。
And I touched the back of my head and realized, oh, the wetness was just ice; it's not blood. So I thank God.
那我摸摸我头的后面，才发现那些湿的部分其实是融化的冰，而不是血，所以我感谢神。
So after I calmed myself down, I still managed to get to work that day.
那我冷静下来之后，我还是可以开车去上班。
But at work, my vision started to blur when I was looking at the computer screen.
在上班的时候，我看着电脑，萤幕开始有一点模糊。
And I felt very nauseous and I had really bad headaches.
我头开始很痛，然后又身体很不舒服。
And my body was just hurting everywhere from head to toe.
我身体从头到脚都在疼痛。
So I took the rest of the day off to go to the nearest walk-in clinic.
所以我就休了半天的假，去最近的临时医院。
So thank God the doctor there was very nice and very thorough, and I So she had me take an x-ray and had me checked by a physical therapist.
感谢神那边的医生很仔细，他帮我照了 X 光，又请了一个物理治疗师来检查。
So a week later, the result came back for the follow-up appointment, and it indicated that I had a minor concussion.
一个礼拜后，这些结果回来，告诉我我有一个轻微的脑震荡。
But the tailbone was not damaged.
也是我尾椎骨没有受伤
，and nothing else was broken，
也没有任何其他的伤。
However, they did discover that my hip joint was injured.
他们有发现我我盘骨，髋骨的关节有伤。
And the doctor described that I may have something called Sorry for the big word, femoral acetabular impingement, which just means that my thigh bone was rubbing abnormally against my hip socket.
医生发现我有一个症状，就是让我大腿的骨头和我盘骨的关节有摩擦。
At that time, I had no idea that I had this condition, so I was still glad to find out.
在那时候我不知道我有这样的症状，所以我很感谢我现在发现了。
And after the fall, I saw many other specialists and they recommended that I rest at home for a month.
在我摔倒之后，我又去见了许多的治疗师，他们建议我在家里休息一个月。
Because I was still severely limping and still had symptoms of concussion such as headaches and nausea.
因为我还是身体还是不舒服，我头还是会痛，然后还有脑震荡的症状。
And according to the doctors, it would take me about more than 3 months to completely get rid of those symptoms.
医生跟我讲说，我需要至少3个月的时间才会完全的康复。
So that was in March, and at that time, I was planning for my upcoming wedding in June.
那是三月的时候，那时候我正在为我六月要结婚的事情在筹备。
And I was very busy with preparing for my job transfer and moving plans.
那时候也非常忙碌的在准备换工作的事和搬家的事情。
The wedding was approaching and I had to stay in bed.
婚礼的日期快要到了，我还是要躺在床上。
I felt very stressed about being able to finish everything and recover to walk down the aisle.
我压力很大，希望可以很快的康复，可以走进礼堂。
So I could only pray to God for healing and for a peace of mind.
所以我只能向神祷告，求他医治，给我平安。
During that time, I also realized the fact that I have been healthy all my life was truly a blessing.
在那时候，我也了解到我一生到现在都很健康是神给我的恩典。
And being able to walk, to eat, or just to go to work normally is really a blessing that we all take for granted.
可以早上可以起来，可以吃东西，可以去上班，都是我们常常没有注意到的福气。
So thanks to the grace of God, I recovered little by little.
感谢神的恩典，我一点一点的康复了。
And was able to walk and function well before the month of June came.
在六月之前，我就开始可以好好的走路。
And it was also with the help of many loving brothers and sisters and family members that I was able to finish everything I needed to do.
也感谢家人和弟兄姐妹的爱心，让我可以把我需要做的事情完成。
And thank God we had a beautiful wedding and my move to Calgary was very smooth.
感谢神，我们有一个很美丽的婚礼，那我搬到卡加利的过程也非常的平顺。
For a couple of months, I stopped feeling any pain in my hip and I quickly forgot about it.
有几个月的时间，我没有再疼痛，我就忘记这件事情。
But not long after we moved back to Calgary, I noticed that my hip started to hurt again.
可是我们搬来卡加利没有多久，我就注意到我的盘骨又开始痛了。
And sometimes the pain would be so sharp that it would bother me, and I couldn't go to sleep at night.
有时候这个痛会痛到说我晚上睡不着觉。
And I would also have difficulty walking long distance and going up and down the stairs when the pain is bad.
那我在疼痛的时候，我不能走上下楼梯，或者是走很久的时间。
So after seeing a few more doctors here and taking more X-rays, they tell me that I may have osteoarthritis.
在这边又看过许多医生之后，他们告诉我，我可能是骨关节炎。
Which is very rare for younger people.
这个在年轻人身上是很少见的。
So the doctor said my bone looks like it's belonging to a 70-year-old lady.
医生告诉我说我的骨骼像是一个70岁人的骨骼。
I was also told that this is something that only gets worse with age, and eventually I may need a hip replacement.
他也告诉我说这个只是在年纪的增长只是会更恶化，然后之后会需要动手术。
I became really upset by this news, and because I thought I was completely healed already.
我听到这个消息非常的难过，因为我已经认为我已经痊愈了。
And I didn't understand why a condition that would happen to people in advanced age would happen to me now.
我不懂为什么只有发生在年长的人身上的病痛会发生在我身上。
And I felt discouraged just thinking about how long I would be living with this pain and how it was going to affect my daily life or future plans.
我开始想到我要忍受这种痛要忍受多久，和这个会怎么样影响我的生活和我对未来的计划，我就开始灰心。
So I couldn't help but feel sad and sorry for myself.
所以我不知不觉就觉得自己很可怜。
Of course, in my prayers, I asked God to heal me.
当然，在祷告中，我求神医治我。
But meanwhile, I also try different types of therapies, stretches, exercises that help me, but just momentarily.
在同时，我也尽量的做各种的运动，希望可以但这些只能短暂的帮助我。
The pain has sometimes subsided, but still not gone.
这个疼痛有点没有那么严重，可是还是没有完全的痊愈。
And I find that dealing with like a long-term health problem can drain your patience, your courage.
我发觉有这样长期的病痛，非常会训练一个人的耐心。
It will take away your joy and faith in God.
这很可能的会拿走对神的信心和喜乐。
How many times I've wished that God would just reach out his hand and touch my hip socket and I would be instantly healed.
我许多次都希望神会伸手摸了我的腿就可以痊愈了。
But this never happened.
可是这个没有发生。
However, miraculously through prayers and encouragement from other brothers and sisters,
可是很奇妙的借着祷告也借着弟兄姐妹的勉励。
I started to feel that comforted.
我开始感觉被安慰。
And also moved by the words of the Bible, and in many prayers I felt the presence of God.
我被圣经的话语感动，在祷告中也体验神与我同在。
I still do not understand why God has not healed me.
我还是不了解为什么神还没医治我。
But now I look at this health problem with a new perspective.
可是我现在对这个健康的问题有新的看法。
I have learned to accept it and as a part of who I am and also embrace it.
我已经学习如何 如何接受，这是我生活的一个部分。
And I also enjoy activities that alternate activities that I can do even with this condition.
我也开始正是我有这种病痛可以做其他什么样的活动。
So as soon as I stop complaining to God about it in my prayers,
在祷告中我不再向神埋怨的时候，
God has given me a true sense of peace.
神给我真正这个平安的感觉。
It's a peace that I have never felt before.
这个平安是我以前没有感受到的。
It's a peace that the world cannot give.
这个平安是这个世界不能给我的。
He may not have removed the pain or the hardship.
他虽然还没拿走这个病痛，
but I know that he is always with me.
可是我知道他一直与我同在。
And his grace is sufficient.
他的恩典是够我用的。
And I must take his word for it.
那我要相信他的话。
I think God is not a genie in a magic lamp who works at our service.
神不是一个灯中的精灵我们听我们的使唤。
He's not there to grant all our wishes according to what we want.
他在那里不是为了要给我们所有我们所要求的。
But he is in our life, so to mold and shape us into someone that he intended us to be.
他在我们的生活中是为了要把我们捏造成一个他愿意我们做的人。
In the past year, my first year of marriage, my husband and I have met up with great and small difficulties in life.
在过去一年是我们结婚的第一年，我先生和我都碰到各样大小的问题。
But we are just a little bit stronger through every trial.
可是经过每一次的试炼，我们都是更强壮一点。
And we thank God for leading us through fire and water.
我们感谢神带领我们经过火，经过海。
We thank God for the peace that He has given to us.
也感谢神他赐给我们平安。
Throughout my life, I have witnessed family and friends go through hardships and sufferings.
在我生命中，我看到许多的朋友和亲戚碰到各种的困难。
And those may never be reasoned or explained.
这些困难常常都没有原因。
Yet these people, they still honor and follow God.
可是这些人还是继续的尊神为大，继续的跟从主。
Some had lost their health, some had lost their loved ones.
有些人可能失去了健康，有些人失去了所爱的人。
Some had lost the things that they desired the most.
有些人失去了自己最想要的东西。
Some had lost their own lives.
有些人失去了自己的性命。
I think every one of us goes through trying times in life.
像每个人都会经过生命中困难的时候。
And I am no exception.
我也不是例外。
Many times I have attempted to ask, what is the will of God?
我常常会问神的旨意是什么。
Or why would God allow this or that to happen?
或者是为什么神让这个事情或那个事情发生？
But I never really got a clear answer.
可是我从来没有得到一个明确的答案。
However, God has taught me to submit and be well and at peace in all circumstances.
可是神教导我在任何的情况下都可以得到平安。
Because in our weakness, God is strong.
因为在我们的软弱，神是坚强的。
And today I stand here and I feel truly humbled by God's greatness.
我今天站在这边，被神的伟大感到谦卑。
And He has shown me that there are many things that I cannot control.
他让我知道有许多事情我自己不能控制。
That I cannot change, but it is okay.
我不能改变，可是这是没有问题的。
Because God is always by my side and He is the master of my life.
因为神一直站在我身边，他是我生命的主宰。
I end my sharing here. May all the glory, praises, and honor be unto the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我分享到此，愿一切的荣耀尊贵，归于主耶稣的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us turn to the book of Philippians.
我们翻开腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good works in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus.
第六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善工的，必成全这工，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Each one of us has this spiritual journey ahead of us.
我们每个人都有这属灵的路要走。
It can be very different.
每个人的路都不一样。
But it's the same God that is working in us.
可是是同一个神在我们心里中。
Molding us.
他在捏造我们。
Shaping us.
他让我们成型。
Walking with us through many different scenarios.
在不同的情况下，他陪着我们一起走。
But he will not leave us alone.
他不会撇下我们。
Especially in the difficult times.
尤其是在我们困难的时候。
So Sister Jennifer shared how she was born into a TJC family.
Sister Jennifer 讲到她生下来就是在真耶稣教会的家庭长大。
That in itself is it's a blessing.
这就是一个祝福。
Sounds like she had a pretty happy childhood.
听起来她有一个很快乐的童年。
And, but...Even you can be born into church, but you have to find God yourself.
虽然你可以在教会或一个信主的家庭长大，可是你还是要自己寻找神。
Well, the child can grow up in church, being spoon-fed the Bible stories, and learn by observing. Okay, so I should do this, and I should say this, or I shouldn't say that, and I should be like this way in church, so I don't get in trouble.
一个小孩可以被喂养长大，可以听圣经故事，可以观察别人的所作所为，知道该做什么，不该做什么。
But it's really, you know, when she goes to this spiritual convocations, a student spiritual convocation, NYTS, when she met with her peers, people of her same age, and she saw and she really feel that these people have the zeal to dream and to have a determination to serve God. It's not just an outward, but really have the fervency from within their heart, and she was moved.
可是当他有机会去学生灵恩会或是青年神训班的时候，碰到一些同龄的青年，发觉他们有对侍奉主的热心。
Also, many times actually God shapes us or God works in us through the people that is around us.
神常常在我们身上的工作是借着我们周遭的人。
Many good examples for us to follow.
可能我们周遭有许多好的例子，我们可以跟随。
Or people who is really burning with zeal, and that zeal can pass it on as the hymn, pass it on. It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
或者是可以让我们碰到一些非常对神非常火热的人，让他的这个热心可以传给我们。
好、and let us be workable.
让我们愿意被他们被神捏造。
There are times, as she continued to show, we hear there are many difficulties, different type of difficulties that she encounter.
当Sister Jennifer 在继续分享的时候，我们听到她有许多不同的困难。
But we realize every time when something difficult happens, for example, coming into a new environment.And she feel that it really bring her family more so together.
当她碰到一个新的问题，譬如说 在一个新的环境里要生存，他发觉这让他整个家人更亲近。
It brings her to God closer.
这让他与神的关系拉得更近。
Because there are many times she realized that I cannot do this, I have to rely on God.
因为在这个环境让他发觉他没有办法控制这些事情，他必须要依靠神。
So our God is really gracious to us.
神非常对我们的非常好。
He is working diligently in every one of us that we may be good in His eyes.
他很努力的在我们每一个人的生活中工作，让我们可以在他眼中是完美的。
He'll continue to work on us and continue until Philippians here until the day of Lord Jesus Christ.
他会继续的在我们身上工作，直到主耶稣的日子。
That we may be.Perfect.
让我们可以变成完全。
That we may be presentable.
让我们可以献给神。
That we may be able to walk down the aisle.
让我们可以走进这个礼堂。
It's the church, right? It's the bride of Christ. So it's throughout these prophets, God is working us, working, and really making ourselves ready to.Be presented to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为教会是主耶稣即将来临的心腹，他一直在我们的身上工作，为了是要把我们准备好，可以迎接这个新郎。
So there are times that it's difficult.
我们会碰到困难的时候。
I believe we, at least if not all, most of us have already experienced some of these difficulties.
我相信大部分人都碰到某些的问题。
So, but one thing she continued to that one thing we hear and we experience ourselves is God never leave us alone.
可是他不断的分享的，也就是我们自己也体验到的，就是神从来不会离弃我们。
Even when we try to run away from God.
虽然我们可能故意的要离开神
，somehow he'll just find a way to remind us or find us.
神会找一个方法来提醒我们
，and eventually bring us back.
慢慢的把我们接回来。
So our God is it's wonderful.
我们的神是美好的。
Our God is very loving.
我们的神是充满爱的。
And our God is full of compassion on us.
我们的神对我们是充满怜悯的。
好 ，So really thank God for this wonderful testimony.
我们感谢神有这样好的见证。
And I hope that we can also be encouraged and to really ponder and reflect and count the blessings in our own life and our own journey of faith.
也希望也可以借着这个见证，让我们自己可以思考神在我们生命中的恩典。
And when opportune time, we can also share with our fellow brothers and sisters.
在一个恰当的时刻也可以跟我们的弟兄姐妹分享。
Let's conclude by saying a silent prayer.
我们默祷结束。
Amen.